St. Timothy School is offering a unique combination of genres for its Christmas entertainment fair this year. They're introducing a new theme to Charles Dickens' classic, A Christmas Carol. This one takes a little explanation. They've added pirates. So what would happen if a pirate theme was superimposed over a timeless Christmas story like A Christmas Carol? The answer will be on display on December 10th at 6:30 at St. Timothy Junior, Senior High School, as part of an evening packed with activities. Admission is by voluntary donation to the food bank. In addition to the play, there will be a musical concert by the school band, a silent auction, and a live art show. The art will be auctioned off after the show, with proceeds going to the food bank. On Tuesday, Deck Point 10, the band concert is at 6:30 p.m., followed by the play. Wednesday, December 11th is the play only at 6:30 p.m. Entrance by monetary donation. Fine arts instructor Kevin McGregor said the idea was to let the students take over the production of the Christmas play, letting their creativity run free. The music's not this old stagnant thing, always doing the same stuff, he said. It's Pirates of the Caribbean mixed with Christmas songs, he said. Everyone's been doing traditional Christmas things forever, so I always try to make concerts a little more interesting. It's about growing kids' imagination. The concert band has 42 members. It's a big band sound. Grade 12 student Elizabeth Ivanishin is the director of the Dickens pirate play, A Christmas Shanty. She said the first step was to sit down with other students a few months ago to develop a script for A Christmas Carol. So we said, okay, how do we make this more piratey? The actors actually had their scripts over the summer, so they could start preparing. She gives one example of how the pirate theme was superimposed over Dickens. Scrooge isn't Scrooge, he's Captain Ebenezer Scrooge, she said with a laugh. On Tuesday, Deck Point 10, the band concert is at 6:30 p.m. followed by the play. Then on Wednesday, December 11th, the play only is at 6:30 p.m.